The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi. He is going to talk about Palestinian resistance and the brutal attack of Israel on Gaza Strip.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's khutbah, I would like to once more reflect on the situation going on in the Middle East from a very different perspective, and that is about, you know, exposure of this hypocrisy of the Western powers when it comes to the issue of free speech and expression. One of the values which is cherished in the Western democracies is the issue of the right to peacefully assemble, protest and everything like that. But when it comes to this current situation, you know, if you look at Europe, situation is very different. You know, for example, Germany and France, they have banned pro-Palestinian protest under different, context. Sometimes they say it is a security issue, law and order issue. For example, in Berlin, there was a gathering of 10,000 people in solidarity with Israel, and an event which was supported by all the parties of Germany. And the president of Germany was actually there and gave a speech where he says that it's a national responsibility to protect Jewish life. Now, we are not against it. But the point is, what about the Palestinian life? Because just a few blocks away, there were some people who had a small rally with a Palestinian flag, and the police came in to disperse them, that you are not allowed to gather, you are not allowed to bring in the Palestinian flag. And some of them were actually arrested with their hands tied, and they were taken to the police station. And so this is in the same place. If you look at this issue, basically, you know, I always go back to this ayat. You know, sometimes you might see, say that I repeat it quite a lot, but what can I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also repeats many things in the Quran again and again. Whenever the occasion comes, you know, this is basically the height of hypocrisy. You're talking about Jewish life, and we are not, you know, have no problem with that. But what about Palestinian life? It seems that the value given to a Muslim life is much, much, much less than others. You know, when we talk about, you know, human rights, you talk about democracy, you will only support democracy in countries where the party is in line with your values. But if the people of that country would like to elect another party where the interests do not align with your, then you would reject that. And this has happened again and again and again, where democratic leaders have been, you know, silenced or killed or removed, although they were elected by the majority. You know, when they talk about human rights, it's only for us, not for you. When you talk about free speech, this is for us, but not for you. And when it comes to our lives, it matters. But when it comes to your lives, it seems as if it doesn't have value at all. I'll just, you know, give you the clip. Somebody very interestingly compared the words of the current U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. When the Ukraine war started, when Russia was attacking Ukraine, you know, where civilians were being killed. He talks about it, and he says in that video you can see, any ethical, moral individual cannot justify that. And then for a moment he stops. He basically becomes very emotional and tearful. And he says, it is difficult to look at some of the images where, because of Russia's attack, you know, civilians in Ukraine are being killed. But when it comes to the current situation, there's another video alongside that. Look at it. What is he saying now? No emotions, no tearful, you know, gesture there. He says, this is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. It's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt. He says, I wish I could say something different. I wish it was not going to happen, but it is going to happen. And no emotions at all. So it seems that the civilians in Ukraine have one value, and the civilian lives in Palestine and Palestine don't really count. He says it's war. Well, even in Ukraine, it is war. And this is where we have this issue with some of the statements when it comes to the political leadership. Sometimes we are told, where you live here, you should not criticize. Well, we have to criticize, in a sense, show them their own mirror there. That you talk about democracy, you talk about human life for everyone. How come when it comes to your own people or of the same color, there is one set of rules and, you know, expectation when it comes to others, you don't really care about it. And this is where I go back to that ayat from Surah Baqarah. Right at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there is a section in the beginning of Surah Baqarah where Allah talks about mu'mineen first, and then the non-believers, and then he talks about the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. But he says, you know, these are the people who say we believe in God, but in their heart they don't have belief in God. Where Allah uses the term that fi qulubihim marad, they are spiritually sick, because they say one thing, but they have belief which is opposite. And then he says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when it is said to these hypocrite people that do not create mischief in the earth, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ, they say, no, whatever we are doing, we are the peacemakers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, they are the actual mufsidun, the mischief makers, walakin la yash'urun. They are so steeped into their hypocrisy that do not even realize that what they are doing is not islah. You know, it is not making things good. Rather, it is ifsad. It is creating more problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the imam of the time who will bring about global peace, inshallah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? Still alive. Oh, yeah. I will. restore.